The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
So maybe it is time to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. And on that note, we might consider the business of picture framing to be a gentle, leisurely kind of pursuit. But is it? Liam Geraghty, who's always in a good frame of mind, has been checking it out.
So we are now outside our framing workshop and our...
Rubio, owner of Hangtough Framing, is showing me around his picture framing studio in Portobello, Dublin.
This whole room turns into a vacuum. And it just sucks out all of the overspray. And you can smell it.
Yeah, you get it. It's a really strong smell.
There's still a lingering smell of lacquer. This is where we spray all of our frames. Turn it off. In 2011, I set up as a fledgling picture framer in the Burnishaw. It was a cold, dark space, and we started off very humbly. It was just myself, and I started cutting my teeth there. And it was totally unsuitable. It was up pretty much a ladder. I suppose what it gave me was an opportunity to learn my trade, and I needed somewhere that was safe to bring clients and customers, you know.
So up to that point, had you been like bringing them up the ladder?
Yeah. They'd be like, I'd be like, come on up. They'd ring me from downstairs. I'd have to run down to the pub and bring them up. And no, it wasn't ideal. From the Burnishaw, it was on a rooftop studio. I could see a derelict building, which I was luckily able to find the landlord, and we did it up from derelict, and it became our first street store.
He added one or two staff to the team and quickly found himself running out of space. So they moved again to here on Lennox Street. Rubio says one of the best gigs you can get as a picture framer is a new hotel.
The hotel jobs are brilliant. There's normally a curator involved. We will work closely with them. We'll have the floor plans, we'll have the framing spec and everything sorted, and then we'll launch to production mode.
Hello, my name is Sheila Caldwell and I am a picture framer.
Sheila is the owner of the Picture Gallery on Queen Street in Belfast. The walls are covered in framed prints from floor to ceiling.
My father was unemployed in 1975, 76, and he decided to... He had done a bit of block mounting in the past in a previous enterprise he was in, and he decided to open up his own business. I would have been maybe 12. I was interested in it. I suppose maybe not initially. It was a way of getting a couple of pounds for doing as little as possible. But as time went on, I did.
You know, you must have seen some odd things that people have brought in to be framed.
Yeah. I mean, I remember a fella didn't know what to get his brother for his birthday, so he decided to frame a fork. So I had to put a caption below it, Connor's fork. But apparently it was a particular fork that Connor fought to get to use to eat his dinner every day when he was a child, and got teased about it somewhat. So I'm sure that went down well at his 18th birthday party.
Too bad.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
You found me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm Morris Steegan and I am a picture framer. Been framing since 2006. Self-employed.
Morris runs Framing Foundry in Stonybatter. As to whether the picture framing business is a lucrative one, he says it depends.
Well, like, I make a living out of it. It's the mindset of the person that does it. Some framers are much better at scaling up because they're better with people, organising people, management. But then they drift away from framing. So, like, framing can be very skillful. So if your mind is somewhere else trying to grow your business, I personally think your mind is off framing. There's that choice. I've framed some sad stuff as well over the past. You know, really, people might have lost a child or something like that. So that's very difficult. And thank God I don't get much of that. I enjoy working with artists. Some of them push you and they push your skills so you get better. Rather than off the street, a lot of people will leave it up to you. You decide what needs to be done. And that's good as well. But if you're in that market, you'll always just be comfortable. But when you're in the photography and the artist market, they're constantly pushing you.
Back in Belfast, Sheila Caldwell has no end of stories of the odd things people get framed.
I was brought in a piece of copper piping and it was a newly married couple and loose floorboard in the house, and the lady wanted to get her father, who always did a bit of DIY for them, to come and do it, and the new husband said, no, I'll do it. So he probably put a nail through it. So then the father-in-law was phoned and he fixed it and cut out the pipe that was damaged, and it was then brought down by the new bride to get it framed for the husband for Christmas.
Liam Geraghty reporting that.